I mean, folks, let's talk about the fact that there is no better place for you to work and master the art of storytelling than in live video. Think about it. Every time you go live, it's like you're on stage, right? The canvas on the screen is your stage that people are watching, and you're on it. And you have to show up and you have to bring it. But it's much less formal, right, than being in an auditorium full of people. But you can use your live video as a place to master the art of storytelling, to perfect your and hone your craft as a public speaker. Let's talk about that.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Folks, it's so easy to go live anymore. I mean, think about it. You're new at broadcasting on the internet. You're new at starting up your own business, trying to do it online, marketing your business through live video, through social media, through podcasting, whatever it is you're choosing to use. You're new. And let's presume that you've had no training in broadcasting. You've had no training in public speaking. You've had very little of any of that. Guess who you're kind of like? Me. When I got started, that's who you're kind of like. Okay. Until I got into law school, I didn't do a lot of public speaking. Okay. I had some communications classes when I was in college where we would have to, you know, maybe do a speech or a presentation. When I took 4 semesters of German in college for my language requirement, and there were times where we'd have to stand in front of the class and tell a little story in German. I don't remember any of the German anymore except for the cuss words. Isn't that what we all remember? It doesn't matter what language you learned. You remember the cuss words first, you know. Then I went to law school. And I quickly had to be confident as a public speaker because the stakes are high. You're in a courtroom. You are representing a client. You have other people watching. A lot of the times in courtrooms, the other people watching are attorneys. Now, they got better things to do than to sit with bated breath and listen to everything that you're saying. They're usually playing with their phones. They're usually thinking about other things. They've got a lot on their minds, these other attorneys. I'm talking about outside of law school, like in a courtroom. But, you know, in law school, though, we're all learning, so we're all paying attention. I tried out for Moot Court Advocacy Board. I did not make it. I tried out for Trial Advocacy Honors Board, and I made it. The hoops to get into trial advocacy were much higher. But trial advocacy doesn't have the 100 years of prestige of being the group. The Moot Court Board tends to be very, very picky. It's a snobatorium kind of a thing. The Trial Advocacy Honors Board, not so much. I kind of liken it to the difference between the A students get on Moot Court and the A students become judges when they get into outside of law school. The C students get on Trial Advocacy Honors Board, and the C students are the ones that get rich practicing law. Okay? If you're a lawyer, you're going to understand what I just said much better than somebody who didn't go to law school or isn't a lawyer. But anyway, back on track. So I started speaking in law school. I remember the first time I walked into a courtroom, a mock courtroom on the college, on the school campus. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing here? This isn't for me. But I quickly realized that it was for me. Now, when I was in private practice and I would have to go to court all the time, when you're talking in front of the judge, most of the people are behind you. You're facing the judge and you're talking directly to the judge. So it's very easy to drown out the stenographer and the whatever secretaries the courtroom has and the bailiff. There's usually a bailiff or two in there. It's easy to drown all those people out. The clerk, the secretary, the clerk. I think they're the clerks. But anyway, And it's easy to not think about people that are behind you. And that's where people behind you, they're waiting for their turn to appear in court. So they're playing with their phones. They're looking at their files. They're whispering to their client. They're in a daydream. They're half asleep. They're not really paying attention to you. Okay. So what I'm saying about all this, why I'm telling you this, is because when I started doing podcasting and live video, I really didn't have a lot of television experience, any radio experience. I didn't have any of this. I figured it out as I go. Have I mastered anything? Sure. Am I the ultimate professional? That's arguable. I wouldn't call myself that. But the point of the matter is that when I got started is a lot, you know, where you guys are at. You've had various life experiences, maybe not communications classes in undergraduate, maybe not standing up and talking German in front of the German class, maybe not going to law school and doing moot court and trial advocacy honors board and then standing in a courtroom after you graduate, arguing cases and things like that in a courtroom. I get it. You know, I used to have to do depositions long, all day long depositions with a room full of people where I was asking questions of the deponent. You know, I don't consider that hard. It's public speaking in a sense, but you got to think on your feet. But we all have had different experiences leading up to the point that we decide, hey, we want a podcast. Hey, we want to do live video. So look at your situation and realize there's a lot of people out there similarly situated. There's a lot of people out there that are fucking crushing it in podcasting and live video who have less experience than I had, and they're doing way more than I'm doing. Do not think you're underqualified. Do not think you don't have what it takes. Do not think you needed to have different experiences leading up to this point to get started. This is the place for you to get started to master the art of storytelling. This is the place for you to get started mastering the art of public speaking, thinking on your feet, being quick-witted, all the good things that we're talking about that come from learning how to do this. Let's just get started, folks. I talked about that yesterday. If you still haven't gone live, I want to hear from you. I'm going to echo that again today. Todd.live on Instagram. Reach out. Let's talk.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live.